New leaders will discuss the refugee and migrant crisis today after that majority vote decision by justice ministers yesterday to resettle 120,000 people. That decision leaves, of course, many questions unanswered, and we'll discuss them with Minister Francis Fitzgerald after 8 o'clock because, for example, that 120,000 figure is only about a quarter of the numbers already arrived in the EU, with an estimated 6,000 more per day landing on EU shores, and who knows how many more with a good reason to follow. That's the aspect of the problem Peter Power, Executive Director of UNICEF Ireland, is looking into at present in Lebanon, from where he joins us now on the telephone. Peter Power, good morning.
Good morning, Cathal.
You've been visiting the Al Ward refugee camp, which is on the Bekaa Valley close to the Syrian border. Now, can you just describe for us, in terms of numbers, in terms of layout and general conditions, what that camp is like?
Well, the conditions in this camp and also the Rafka camp, which we also visited yesterday, I mean, they can only be described as inhuman, Cathal. The condition of the children especially has deteriorated markedly since the last time I was here. Obviously, that's a concern for us in UNICEF. I mean, there's nothing here. There's no fresh water. The children are drinking from contaminated wells. There's no toilet. There's no sanitation. We saw children living right beside septic streams. There's no privacy for women. There's no protection for young girls. No proper education for children. I mean, there's no human dignity for people here. And this really is a terrible humanitarian crisis, and it really is an affront to all of our humanity that this can happen.
How many people and over how wide an area are living there?
Yes, there are 1.1 million refugees living here, 1.1 million out of a population of 4 million. And to give it some context, Cathal, you know, as leaders in Europe are squabbling over fences and quotas and who will take what, this country has taken in 25% of its population is now from Syria. Europe is talking about 0.1%. So that's the sort of perspective that we're dealing with. This country is literally buckling under the weight of this humanitarian crisis.
Did you talk to many refugees from Syria who are in that camp and the other one you visited, who are thinking, who are looking at their mobile phones, looking at social media, at the television, and thinking of making the trip to Europe, or trying?
Yes, if they only had televisions. I mean, we met one lady, Fidel, and for me, she is really the face and the start of this European refugee crisis. She had to flee the violence in Syria, to cross over the very mountainous and dangerous border area near where we are. And I mean, she just said she couldn't take the conditions that she's living in anymore, and she cried openly, and she said clearly that she doesn't care if she drowns crossing over to Europe, but she has three choices. She either goes back to Syria and faces either the regime or ISIL or other armed groups, which is not an option, or she lives in these conditions, or else she makes the perilous journey to Europe. And that's she is just one of hundreds of thousands of people who are the European refugee crisis. This is where they start from. This is where Eilean Kurdi started from, not this camp, but in camps just like this. And he ended up face down in a beach in Turkey. And, you know, I suppose from our perspective, when you're here looking at it on the ground, Cathal, you have to be saying to European leaders and other global powers, like the United States, like Russia, you know, that they can stop this. They have the power to stop this humanitarian crisis if they use their collective will. And they need to do so. They need to do so now, because this is the biggest humanitarian crisis that we face, that UNICEF has certainly faced.
Just to focus on today's EU summit, from what you've seen, from what you've heard, what appeal would you make to those leaders gathering in this emergency summit to address the problem, or try to?
Well, I think Europe, Ireland, needs to be that this really isn't just a European problem. Europe, the refugee crisis that we've seen over the last few weeks, that's just a manifestation of the real problem, which is the civil war inside Syria. and the millions, the 4 million people who have had to flee their country. So, yes, Europe needs to step up in a major way and show solidarity and take in and stop squabbling. You know, you're talking about a tiny number of people relative to what we're dealing with in Europe. You know, Europe is 500 million people. Lebanon is only 4 million, and they've already taken over 1 million refugees living in their country. So the European leaders need to, and Europe as a global actor needs to work with other global powers and stop the root cause of the crisis, which is the civil war inside Syria. And I believe that all these global powers have the power to do that.
Peter Parr of UNICEF Ireland in Lebanon, thank you very much for talking to us.